With sugar and spice and a roll of the dice, you're listening to The Dice Girls.
So I had a thought.
Uh-huh.
Instead of like starting out with any kind of, hey, everybody, welcome to the Dice Girls, because our episodes are broken up just mid-conversation, that we can just start talking like it's one big session or something like that. You know what I mean?
I like that. Yeah.
Or is that okay?
Yeah.
Otherwise we have to remember to say hello twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then I don't ever
know when we're going to cut it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't ever know where hello's going to be.
We just throw hellos in there at random. At the like 15 minute mark. Yeah. We're like, hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Dice Girls. So in our Discord yesterday or the day before, Joy T had posed the question, what is your favorite memory? And so I thought Becca's answer was really interesting. Can you tell us what your answer was?
Yeah. So the question was actually, it was like, what smell do you associate with your favorite memory? Which I immediately had this thing come to mind. And if you want to go read the answer on Discord, it's on there. But in 2017, I got to go to the Anza Borrego Desert in California. There was a super bloom of wildflowers that year. And it was like one of the most magical trips of my life. It was on my, like, around my birthday time. I ran into like a couch surfer that had visited my house a couple weeks before and that I had really hit it off with, and that was unexpected and really fun. And then in the Anza Borrego Desert, so there's all these fields, these beautiful fields of wildflowers with these like mountainous backgrounds, and there's all these like metal big sculptures throughout the park, like dinosaurs and goats and like everything, and they're fun to take pictures with. And so my friend that I had gone on the trip with, we were looking for a particular statue, and we were trying to get there before dark to take a picture with it. And so as we're driving towards where we thought it would be, we passed this field, this like small grove of honeysuckle trees, and like it just filled the whole air with the smell of fresh honeysuckle, and the sun was setting, and like it's this amazing trip. And so I always think about that, and it was such a strong smell, but in a good way, which I have never experienced before, because usually strong smells are really overwhelming.
Right.
But this was just lovely. And I think about it every single time I smell honeysuckles. And I thought it was such a fun question.
That's
because
cool.
It just immediately made me think of that memory.
Alexa, can you reach into that bottom drawer down there? We're filming this, by the way, and it will what be on this? Our Patreon.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Are these like the statues from the desert? Oh my God. Oh my, I'm just gonna flip through real quick because I know we're like filming. Oh my God. Where did you get? That's so cool. These are some of the ones in Anza Borrego. Where did you get this? Did you like order it overnight?
No.
Or something?
No, I have had that book for probably 15 years or so.
No way.
I can't even remember who gave it to me, but I want you to have that. That is yours now.
Oh my God. That is so cool. I'm just flipping through it and not showing anybody the amazing pictures. I've seen this big giant wombat dude. Or ground sloth. He's a ground sloth. Sorry.
Can you hold it up so we can see some of the sculptures?
They're just like these huge metal. Now I'll have to find some of my pictures if I can. I think I lost a lot of them on Facebook when I switched Facebooks. But I've like, it's so crazy talking about this memory, and now here's pictures of these things. This, I have a picture of me like holding this guy's hand like I'm swing dancing
oh,
with him.
That's cool. You have to find that.
I will try really hard to find it. That's okay. Amazing.
I'm just like randomly flipping.
So if you want to see her reaction and see some pictures from the book, go to our Patreon and we're going to post that video that we just took.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh my God. I'm in shock. I was not expecting to just see all these pictures of all these cool sculptures.
I couldn't believe it when I read your answer in the Discord. I'm like, because I was sitting next to Alexa, and I said, this is going to be fun. I'll be right back. And then I couldn't find the book. I had to tear my room apart, and I finally found it. So something else interesting from our Discord, and I think it was Micho who brought it up, but we were talking about the Quest campaign, kind of wondering how long it ran. And he looked it up, and it was exactly 1 year. Like, our first episode posted on, like, what, February?
I think it was the 12th.
February 12th, 2023. Our last episode
posted
on, like, February 12th, 2024.
Wow.
I forgot to turn off my dings. Oh, well. But I thought that was interesting amazing. That we did go for an hour. Or not an hour. A year. I can't multitask. I'm trying to turn off my sound and talk at the same time. Alexa, do you have 5 more names from your Baldur's Gate?
I do.
Character.
Oh, yeah. When I first made that list, what did I have? Like, I had like 4.5 pages, and it's just exploded since then.
Wow.
Also, one of the names I gave last time was Fortuno Dibs, and it didn't hit me until maybe like a day later that that's probably like a Star Wars reference.
Yes.
For, what is it, Fortuno Bib, I think is his name. I'm not much of a, that's like original trilogy.
Oh, right.
I'm not as familiar with those.
Yeah.
Even though I've seen them a bunch. Okay, so we got it's either Nino or Neno, N-E-N-O. Neno Quilltop is a gnome.
Nice.
Slawzy Arminifer.
Slawzy.
S-O-S-L-O-Z-Y. Slawzy.
That's a terrible name. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
This is my new baby boy. Slawzy.
Yeah.
I call him Slaws for short.
Right. Vinegaroon is a gnome.
That's an insect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an insect that they have in the desert where I was born. Well, I'm sure the whole area, but there are these little bugs that supposedly when they bite you, you taste vinegar.
Oh.
What
so
the
that's
heck?
How they came up with the name Vinegaroon.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Trinigan Gazoots, or Gazots.
Oh, I like Gazoots.
Gazots. One O, two T's.
Okay.
Gazots is a wood elf, and then Bombasto is a
Bombasto!
That's good.
Yeah. That's a powerful name.
Yeah. That is a powerful name.
I like that.
So are they, but they're the same every time, right? It's not like it's randomly generated.
No, yeah.
Cool.
There's a Larian, the studio that made Baldur's Gate. They have a TikTok account where they'll be like, what NPC are we visiting today? And they've got like a wheel that they spin. And it's nice. Like, oh, today we're going to go see Vinegaroon. Let's go.
I can't believe there's a bug that bites you and makes you taste vinegar.
Yeah, that is very bizarre.
It makes me think of, what is it called? The Lone Star tick. It's a tick that can bite you and make you allergic to meat.
Meat,
right.
Yeah.
So like, it makes me wonder what other like bad superpowers bugs can give you.
Okay, so here's the Vinegaroon is a small black desert predator that looks a little bit like an alien. In truth, these fierce looking animals, which weigh less than a AAA battery, are no threat to humans. Like spiders and scorpions, Vinegaroons are arachnids. So then that thing about them biting you and you taste vinegar is a wives' tale.
Oh!
So that's interesting because I just had heard that, Vinegaroons rarely bite humans, only biting when they feel threatened. Oh, the bite can still be quite painful, especially due to the acidic spray released by this spider. Think about the pain felt when vinegar gets into a small cut on the hand.
Oh.
So, interesting. Yeah.
Stuff like that just always makes my mind like explode with what other like small and weird things have we not discovered yet?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you lick the bottom side of a leaf from this kind of tree, you know what I mean? Like
yes.
There's so many things out there that just could do weird things and we don't even know about it.
Right.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Should we go out in the yard
and start licking leaves?
Give it a try. And we might discover something rare.
We might get sick.
Right. We discovered that you get sick when you chew on or lick this type of
moss that's growing in my backyard.
Oh man, this is how our ancestors found out stuff was poisonous.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for taking the fall for us, yeah. I guess.
They did it so that we don't have to.
Right. Yes, they did. So when you guys are like at the edge of a cliff or looking over the edge of a building, I'm pretty sure this is universal.
Yes.
I already know
that you
want to
jump.
Yeah.
There's this little voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you feel this urge to jump and it's terrifying and you have to back away.
Yeah. I actually don't really feel the urge to jump. I feel like no matter what the circumstances, somehow I will fall or get pushed. I don't have an urge to jump.
Right.
I have the feeling that if I don't move right now, that some like crazy happenstance accident is going to happen. And I think it stems from this dream that I had as a little kid.
Oh no.
Do tell. I was on the, I was baited. I guess I was baited to the edge of a cliff because there was a carton of orange juice sitting on the edge of the cliff. And I guess I wanted to know more about this orange juice. So I walk up to the cliff and, you know, somebody comes up behind me and knocks me off the cliff. And that's the dream. Yeah. Like, is that I wake up from falling onto like a village underneath. There's a village that decided to set up at the bottom of this very steep, very dangerous cliff.
Right.
That somebody puts orange juice on. I was so little that orange juice must have just been the most tempting thing that my brain could think of.
Right. Yeah. That's how they lure their sacrifices. They have to sacrifice so many people per year.
Yeah.
And so they put the orange juice in
there. Carton of orange juice.
Do you know what brand it was? Or was
it? You know, I don't remember the brand, but it did look like your average, like, Tropicana or, you know, just the carton.
And so you actually fell.
Yeah, I dreamed the entire fall. So, like, I woke up. Yeah, I woke
that's
up when
so
I hit.
That's so terrifying.
Yeah. Wow.
And I think that's why that dream stayed with me.
Right. I bet.
Oh, my gosh. So,
damn.
Yeah, so I don't want to jump off.
Okay, so I'm
just,
wondering.
Like, scramble away.
Right. I'm wondering if you hadn't had that dream, if you would feel that urge. Because isn't that a universal thing where anybody who's standing at the edge of anything, there's that.
I'm not sure if it's universal. I just think it's very common.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, I read something somewhere years ago that it was like, that's your brain trying to take control of the situation. Where it's like the only option you have there is to make the decision not to jump, you know? So it's like, I'm in control right here. This is fine. Everything's good.
Dang. Huh. What a lame way for your brain to evolve.
Right.
Sorry, but that one just shouldn't have made the cut.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because I remember the rim trail that's, you know, over there.
She's pointing to the north, to the north side of town.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. I'm bad at directions.
But we used to go off the trail and we'd just hike all the way down to the cliff, you know, where there's, you know, there the lake's down there. Like, is it like 400 feet down?
Something like that.
600 feet down, something like that. But all my friends would just, they'd go sit on the edge of the cliff and, you know, swing their feet. We're like 14 years old and I'm like, I'm going to sit back here. No. And there's this one time one of the guys went and like, went to scare one of the girls and like, you know, like,
no,
like pretended like he was going to push her. And it freaked me out so much. Like she didn't, like she jumped, but she it could have been disastrous. Yeah, you know? And it was just I think about that all the time.
Oh my
and
it's gosh. Like,
it's like, that could have been so bad.
Was that Aiden? That-
Yes, it was. You just immediately knew.
Yeah, he did that to Amberly.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm going to have a talk with his grandmother.
Yeah, I think about it all the time.
Oh,
how dang. Just, like, if she had jumped a little bit too far.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I know. You are not allowed to go out.
That was literally a decade ago.
But I'm telling you right now, I don't want you going to the edge of the to the edge of the cliff anymore.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
If anybody invites you to the edge of the cliff,
just say no.
Who's inviting me out to the edge of the cliff?
Aiden.
Yeah.
I don't know, Aiden. I'm just...
No, we did. There was one time that it had snowed, and you know we went down to the school to go sled down the hill there, and the snow had started to melt, and we had gone over to the rim trail just to like see like how snowy it was, and we saw that there was like just like a river of water of all the snow melting, and he was like, oh my gosh, there's gonna be such a cool waterfall if we follow this. So we're following this trail of water, and we hike because it takes like an hour to get all the way down to the cliff. And when we get, and we're holding the sleds that we have, like it's just the plastic discs, but it's still like annoying to hike with. And we get down there and it's just a trickle of water going down. I was so upset.
Feet are wet.
Yeah, I was like, you promised me a waterfall. You lured me out here to the edge of the cliff.
No orange juice.
Yeah. And then the hike back up was all uphill.
Oh no.
And it was so awful, and I was wet and I was upset
and cold.
And I was like, I was lagging behind him. He's like, come on, you got this, you can do it. And I'm like, dude, I am gonna kill you when I catch up to you.
Give me 2 or 3 days of recovery time. Yeah. And then you are dead.
Yeah. And then we had to walk home too, because I mean, it's not that far of a walk, but
still.
Like, you promised me a waterfall, and I got just like some droplets hitting the water. This is great.
Waterfall for ants,
right? Yeah.
Can I share a story? Your story about Aiden like scaring that girl,
right?
I have a story related, like, in a way, and it's one of those things that, you know how sometimes you stay up in the middle of the night and your brain's like, let me haunt you with every terrible decision you've ever made?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I was in high school, I was in choir, and we were practicing for an upcoming concert, and, like, I'm a tall person. I've always been a tall person. I'm, like, 5'8 in high school, which is tall for a girl, I guess.
Right.
But there was this, like... There was one of my friends, her name was Jessica, and she was a very small girl. And I don't know why it was one of those just intrusive thoughts. And we're practicing in choir on the stage, and the orchestra pit is open.
Becca!
I have never told anyone this, and it haunts my brain all the time. This is the number one memory that I think about of why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And I had the same thought that Aiden had on the edge of that cliff of, let me just scare her.
Right.
And it was, I did. And I grabbed her by the shoulders and I pretended like I just real quick, like I was going to like she was going to fall in the pit. My choir teacher yelled. I must have terrified her so bad because I'm a high schooler. I didn't think it was just this intrusive thought. And she screamed so loud and everything was fine. She didn't fall in.
Yeah.
But I got yelled at so loud, and it was one of those moments of instantly, as soon as I did it, I was like, why did I do this?
Right.
And I, like, it crushes me to this day that I made that decision that could have ended so badly, and it could have changed so many people's lives, and it was just this, like, dumb little, like, oh, pretend to scare her.
Right.
That's the moment in my life that comes to my brain when I am up late at night thinking about, like, things I wish I would not have done.
Right. Yeah.
That's a big one in there.
Yeah, that's probably why there's a net over the orchestra pit.
I can't, like, I'm so embarrassed to this day that I did that. But it was just this intrusive, like,
you know what? It's a good thing that you had like such a bad outcome and everybody didn't laugh and go, "Oh, you're the coolest." Because you'd be out there pushing people off the cliff.
Nobody would ever want to go to Horseshoe Bend with me. Right.
No, you're all yucking it up.
Yeah. So
wow.
Intrusive thoughts are wild.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. I think the mom gets very anxious anytime we're close to an edge or anything. And my brother, his only intrusive thoughts is just to scare her. He'll, like, she'll be like, slow down, we're close
at
to
the
an edge.
We're at the Grand Canyon. Yeah. We're like at the edge of the Grand Canyon.
And then
Canyon.
He just books it. He starts running.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm fine. Nothing's going to happen. What, are you scared?
Oh, yeah. And then he'll go,
whoa,
act like he loses his footing. It's, don't ever go to the Grand Canyon with him.
No. It's terrifying. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. That sounds awful.
It's so funny, though. It's so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
I started a fire one time.
Was that an intrusive thought that won?
That's a great question.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, it was, I was having a sleepover with my friend, Stacy, and my parents were asleep, and I had fireworks, and I thought, let's go out in the backyard, and we'll just throw the fireworks over the fence, you know? Over the fence back then was just open fields, and so we lit them. They weren't ones that made a lot of noise. They were more like the explodey, sparkly kind of thing. So we threw it over the fence. We threw a couple of them. And then all of a sudden, I see flames.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I'm like, the field's on fire. It's on fire. What do we do? And so I went and grabbed our garden hose and had to run up this embankment, and it would just stop short. So I had to just kind of try and spray over the field, and luckily it put the fire out.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been so bad. And I never did it again. I never accidentally started a fire again.
Yeah.
And now I'm worried because you know
this one. I'm pretty sure I've told you this. Okay. Also, intrusive thoughts and fire has also
not a good
there have been several times that I've almost started fires. But like the one with the intrusive thought was I was sitting on the couch watching something. I don't remember what, but the lighter that we used to light the fire was like on the side table or something, and I had a tissue. And I was just like, because I think at school or something, we were like burning like the edges of our, like this project we were working on. Like we were making like a wanted poster, and we were making it look. And it was all under adult supervision, you know? But this, I was just like, yeah, I wonder what this is gonna do. And it catches so fast, and it's just burning, and I run over to the fire, and I try to throw it in, but it just drops onto the ground. And I got it onto the brick instead of the carpet, but then I just kind of left it there until it was like it was ashes. And then I was like, after the fact, I was like, that was really dumb. That might have been like top 10 dumbest decisions that I've ever made.
Were you by yourself?
Yes.
God.
It was nighttime. I don't know why I was by myself.
How old were you?
I had to have been like 14.
Fair.
Okay.
Totally fair.
But yeah. I don't know where you were.
I don't either.
Because you wouldn't have left me alone in the house at night at 14 years old.
Probably not.
Because I think we were still going to daycare.
Oh, God. How old were you when you were going to daycare?
Like, I think like 13, 14.
Oh, I'm just so sorry about all that. But, okay, so the law in Arizona is you can't be, a minor cannot be left alone until you're, what,
I think it's 14.
14 or 15. But you cannot be caring for a younger minor until you're an adult or 17 or something like that. Oh, I was so worried about CPS taking you away from me that I sent you guys to daycare. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I didn't want to lose my kids because I broke the law. Right. You know?
Well, I mean, if she had burned the house down, then,
right,
you know, that's when CPS probably would have shown up.
Right.
You know?
But it was nighttime, so you had to have been here.
Right.
You were probably asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
I'm gonna set the house on fire.
But yeah. the worst one was two separate times I almost started a fire in my best friend's house.
Oh no!
While we were making s'mores, we had, because she had just like a gas stove, and she was like, "Let's make s'mores," and I was like, "Okay," because we were having a sleepover. It's like 2 a.m. Nobody else is awake, and we're just like, we're roasting the marshmallows over the burner, and then I set the marshmallow down on the burner to try to get, like, you know, maybe like some marks or something, and the whole burner just goes whoosh.
Oh no.
Just up in flames. And I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? And she's like, take the marshmallow off the burner. And so I do. And then the fire goes away. But that was scary. But then the second time, we were also roasting marshmallows again. I don't know why she was like, hey, you almost burned my house down. Let's do this again. But then my marshmallow caught on fire. And I panicked. And I was like, what do I do? What do I do? And she's like, put it in the sink. You do not want me in a crisis situation, because I panic and I freeze and there's nothing going on in my head, and I forget how to, you know, do stuff.
Totally fair. Marshmallows are dangerous is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, around me anyways.
Ashley?
Yes? Ever started any fires?
No, I actually haven't. Not because I was like a model citizen, just like, I just haven't.
Do it's you like, want to go?
Do I want to? Kinda. Yeah. All these fire stories sound really fun.
Go get the lighter and a tissue.
The only time I would play with fire would be like with candles in my house. So like my mom liked to light candles, you know. So I would just, you know, like, but I never used like a tissue or anything like that.
Right.
I burned pieces of paper and I burned my own hair. Not while it was still attached.
Right. Okay.
I would like purposely take hair like off my head and like hold the strand of hair above the candle and watch, because if it doesn't even have to like touch it, right, it gets close and it starts to try and like move away, the hair will move away.
Okay.
And if it gets close enough, it'll just burn up to a little crisp all the way up to the top. So you know, I found safe ways to entertain myself with fire.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know if that's really safe, but
right.
It's not like burn the house down with the marshmallow.
You know what? If there's any kids listening right now, don't ever play with fire.
Right.
The Dice Girls do not condone
No. fire. No. The Dice Girls hate fire, and we won't be your friend if you try to light a fire unless your parents are with you.
Right. Yeah. You know, that same day, Aiden almost pushed Amberly off the cliff.
Uh-huh.
We were hiking back, and he was just lighting bushes on fire.
Oh,
and we were not cool with that. We were yelling at him, like, dude, stop. You are going to start some kind of fire. We're going to get in so much trouble. This is government land that we're on. We're not even supposed to be off the trail, and you're just lighting bushes on fire. And then he picks up a bush that had just, like, you know, died or whatever, and he lights it on fire, and he starts chasing us with it.
Oh my god.
We were so furious. I don't know, he was just on one that day.
He was.
He's pushing people off like cliffs.
And he's turned out to be just the coolest guy running a business. Nice, and
yeah. He's gonna hear this episode and sue us.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Not really.
He knows what he's done.
Everybody in town knows.
Yes.
Aiden and his hygiene.
Yeah,
that's funny.
One of the funniest things I probably already told this because I think about it a lot. It's walking down the trail with Ian when my son, he was little, he was probably just, I don't know, 7 or so, and so we're walking down the trail and there were these flowers and I picked a flower and put it I put the flower in my hair. And so we're walking along.
Alexa knows where the story is going.
Yeah, Alexa knows the punchline.
Yeah. I wasn't there. Yeah, I'm so sad I missed it.
She wishes she was there. Oh. So we're walking along, and all of a sudden this bee, this giant bee, starts buzzing around my head. And I'm like, I'm so confused why the bee is buzzing around my head. It's like a cartoon. And so, and I'm terrified of bees and wasps. Oh, no. And all. I've never been stung because I'm just convinced that I'm going to have to be life flighted if I, I'm going to go into anaphylactic shock if I get stung. And so I am trying to move my head to get away from the bee, and the bee's just kind of following the flower. And so
she's running back and forth.
Yeah, and so I just start crying and running. And then it's still falling, so we turn around and run back. My son is 7. He's just standing there watching me cry and run back and forth. And so I finally, I realized the I got rid of the flower, and the bee or whatever it was flew off. And so I went over there, and Ian was kind of patting me on the back, and he said, I feel kind of bad, but that was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
He said that?
Yeah. And then he still pat me on the back, and he's like, it's okay to be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. And then he's like laughing.
Oh, he's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
He's trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
That's so, like when someone else's little kids do something wrong and you have to not laugh while their parents are like,
yeah, so you
them.
Don't want to encourage them. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I love that story.
I wish there was footage of that because I think it would be, hilarious to see it. Eventually, they'll be able to take our memories and make film of it that you can show people.
No thanks.
In our dream.
Yeah, like in Fallout?
Or what?
Oh, there's the memory movie. Den. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you do it?
Go in the memory den?
Yeah.
No. I don't think, no.
What's the memory den?
Dr. Amari is, she has they have these memory loungers where you can get in and then they can show your memories on like a screen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, do you get to pick which ones, or is it just all of them?
Well, right now you're searching for Kellogg, so you have a specific mission that you're trying to find out. Well, no, you're searching for your son.
Got it.
I don't want to give it away.
Yeah,
I don't want to give
game
spoilers.
That came out nearly a decade ago.
Yeah. Are you still playing PAL World?
I've slowed down, but yes.
Yeah. Is there something else that has taken over?
No, I just it's still an unfinished game, so I'm trying not to burn out on it.
Oh, yeah, because you don't know if it's gonna be finished.
Well, that and like I don't know how much more content will be added. Mm. It sounds like it could be a lot more content, but like I said before, I'm a little leery of early access games because even the most promising ones can fall off the radar sometimes and stop getting any kind of production. So I slowed down just because I don't know, like, for all I know, I could have done like 90% of the content of the finished game and not know it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So they could be adding like twice as much content, or they could be adding like one little island, you know.
Right.
So I'm just trying not to like get burnt out on it, I guess.
And it's not something that you can start over and start at the beginning.
You can.
Okay.
You can, but it's not like a procedurally generated world or anything. It's a fixed map. So it's always going to be the same. It's not like going to be the exact same experience, and you can choose a different spot to spawn in.
Okay.
But the map is going to be the same regardless. So I guess I feel like as soon as I join into a new game, I'm going to be like, okay, I already know where this is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me go do that. And then I'm already building up my end game or whatever, and I'm level 2.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm just trying not to like overdo it.
Right. And are you still playing have you played Fortnite?
Yeah, I have played a little bit of Fortnite. I've also, you had asked Ashley if like she's playing anything new. And Pal World makes me think of, I don't know if any of you ever played Neopets.
Yes, I've heard I of did not. Yes.
So.
Yes, Becca.
Are you on Neopets?
Yes, Becca, are you on Neopets?
Yes, I'm on Neopets.
You are currently?
Currently. Yes, because I found out.
I knew if anybody that I ever knew would also play Neopets, it would be you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are you currently on Neopets?
Yes.
I'm so excited right now. So Neopets like had this huge heyday back like a decade ago.
More.
And then it started passing hands.
Can you kind of tell us what it's
about? Oh, yeah. I have no context. Sorry. Neopets is a website, and basically you can adopt these like fantastical pets that they have made up. And it's just this colorful, bright world where you can play games and do quests, and there's like forums and there's guilds and there's like,
okay,
it's just this community based around these adorable pets that you get to like create or adopt or however. So it used to be very, very popular like back in the early 2000s.
Yes.
So like more like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And then it started passing hands. Like it got bought, I think, by Viacom at one point and really went very, very downhill. And then it got passed over to a company called Jumpstart, who like tried to do some things with it, but it just still didn't work out very well. And now I recently found out that now it is owned by a fan, by like an actual person who used to play when it was, and so that made me want to go back. Yes. And so I have gone back now, and like my old account is still there. Yes, all my old pets are like,
what?
If you log into your account and go to your profile, you can see like how long they've been a member, and mine says like 22 years. Good. I'm so excited to be back. And like, so it used to be that you could only have 4 pets as a maximum. Mm-hmm. And so I did, and they're all there, but now they've upped to 6 pets. And so now
you
I have
get
like
to make 2 more.
Yes. I've made 2 new ones. Like it's so much fun. I'm on it every day now.
That's cool.
I can't believe you're on Neopets. That's amazing.
I'm trying to keep it together. I almost cursed, so like I'm trying to. It is hilarious that you are also a proud member of Neopets.com.
Yes. I love that so much. We're gonna have to exchange usernames.
We are gonna have to this. We're gonna be.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Never in my life. I was always really like, I played a lot in the heyday too.
Yeah.
So like, and I was always very like shameful of my Neopets addiction.
Yeah.
Because my friends, like anybody I tried to show it to, like didn't get it.
Right.
And they weren't into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to them it just looks like a bunch of little cute animals.
Right.
And I'm a teenager trying to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So like I feel like embarrassed of it. So like, you know, but then same thing as Becca, I hear that like a fan who I think used to work at Jumpstart or something like that.
Something like that.
That's how he had the capital to buy a website that I think they said hasn't made a profit in like over 10 years or something like that. Like they've been in the red for 10 years.
I don't believe it.
And he's trying to like, you know, give it a fresh coat of paint, basically. Mm-hmm. So that's why I had to get access back to my my old account.
Yeah.
I had to like submit.
And
in
you
for
got
my,
to see your your old account.
My old account is still there. My old pets are still there. I have unconverted pets, which is like,
oh my
fancy.
God.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Holy cow. So the unconverted pets is like at one point.
Just the big Neopets is all drama.
It is all drama. There's so much drama. I have a TikTok to send you. So oh my my God. Sorry. This just became the Neopets hour.
Yeah, we're not moving on from this.
That's fine.
So they had, like, at one point they decided to do this huge conversion of all the art of all the Neopets because they were introducing a new feature that was allowing people to put clothes on them.
Okay.
And so they had to, like, convert all of their art to make it so that it was standard enough that different types of pets could wear the same items
of
clothing.
Got it, right. Okay.
And when it first happened, you had a choice of, do you want to convert to the new art style, or do you like your original pet so much that you don't care about the clothes and you want to leave it unconverted? And I cannot believe you have unconverted Neopets. That's yes. amazing.
Ashley, that was... you just got so much cooler. Yeah. Who would have ever thought?
I'm glad that you think that I'm cooler now. Because of my unconverted pets on Neopets.com. An old website that is made of spaghetti that should not be running. It should not be running in the year 2024 in its current form.
She's right.
And that you've never heard of before today. I'm glad that gave me cool points.
Yes.
Because Neopets is never in my life.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who are listening that, that can tell.
No.
Like four.
You think?
You either did it or you didn't.
Right.
I feel like there's no, and so then you either know about all of this just
drama,
20 plus years of drama. The history of Neopets.com.
I love how you always the .com.
Yes.
Because I don't know, it just adds to how bizarre the whole thing is.
Right.
And so now, from what I understand, the entire population of Neopets is no longer children. It's just a bunch of 30-year-olds.
Coming back.
It's just a bunch of 30-year-olds who played 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Coming back. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a really cool, like, revival kind of thing. I'm enjoying it immensely. Can I share my favorite piece of Neopets website drama?
Please, please, please.
Okay, so it is a big and special deal to be able to, like, change the color of your Neopets. You use paintbrushes.
Okay.
And the paintbrushes cost a bunch of money, or there's morphing potions or whatever. And so it's very, like, to have certain colors of pets, they're considered way more rare or more expensive. You can also give your pets up for adoption and put them in the pound.
Oh my goodness.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
I think I already know the story, but go ahead.
And so, and then if you adopt a pet from the pound, it's very cheap. And there was a huge subset of people.
Like a ring?
It was a ring. It was like a group. They have a name and everything. And they were so angry when people would put their painted pets up for adoption. And they would say, that's not fair that someone can get this really expensive, really rare pet for free when I have to go spend 2 million Neocoins on a paintbrush.
Uh-huh.
And so they made a group, a guild of people who would adopt up all the painted pets. Pets and use the cheapest morphing potion they could find to just turn it into a regular green uni, which is like a little unicorn. It's like a really common.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a standard color. And yeah, they were like called the green uni. It was like GURP or something stupid. It was like the green uni restoration project.
Something
like that.
Something stupid. Where this whole huge subset of the website would adopt up all these rare and colorful pets from the pound, change them to something dumb, and then put them back.
Yeah, because they were jealous. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
On a website with virtual animals.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody else got a cuter animal than them.
Yeah. Right.
Like, yeah. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So it just caused this huge drama.
There's so much more.
Oh yeah.
We'd be here all day.
Right. We would be here all day.
We would be here all day. Anyways, you should both join Neopets. I'll say send you a referral link. I think I get 100 Neo points if you.
Wow.
Oh, nice. That's not very much anymore.
Okay.
No. It used to be a lot.
Inflation.
Inflation.
Neopet.
The Neopets inflation is out of control.
It really is.
Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
No, you being embarrassed and like not telling people about playing Neopets, that reminds me of when I was in middle school. That's when Roblox like just started.
Uh-huh.
And like it wasn't super huge yet. And I would play all the time with my brother. Like I had my own account and like I play with Aiden, you know.
So, like, did he push you off of any cliffs?
Probably.
Did he set any virtual bushes on fire? Right.
But like nobody really video games weren't that mainstream yet. It was still like a nerdy like thing because the only like exposure to Roblox most of the people at my school had were kids who would play it in the library at lunch who like they wouldn't even eat their lunch. They would just go into the library and they'd play Roblox for the whole like I think our lunch was like 30 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And so I didn't tell anybody that I played Roblox because it was like, I don't want that to be your perception of me. But now it's huge. And it's everywhere. And it's I'll like see like little clips of like what it is like now. And it's like, oh, that is very different from the Roblox that I remember.
So you don't still play?
I do not. No. I don't know if I could even get into my account. I remember that my username was Princess Ariadne, like 46 or something. But everybody called me Princess Sardine.
Name.
Greek mythology, yeah. Princess Ariadne in the string in the labyrinth. She, I can't remember the myth exactly, but something like she used a string, like she navigated through the labyrinth and she used a string so that she would be able to find her way back out or something.
Okay, mm-hmm. That kind of rings a bell.
Yeah. Because I was a very big Percy Jackson girl.
Nice.
In middle school. And I think I had just read, because that's the fourth book, I think, is about the labyrinth. And I had just read that. And I don't think she's in it, but I do think she's mentioned quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I like that myth. I like that legend. I'm gonna be Princess Ariadne. And then everybody, Aiden called me Princess Sardine. Like to my face. Oh, no. To my face. Because it's worse because I knew him in person. Oh, I was like, no. It's Ariadne.
Oh my gosh.